We are looking at this subject of patience, and it says in James chapter 1 that we're to count it all joy when we go through diverse temptations or various trials, because we know that the trying of our faith works patience. And I said that patience produces maturity. It goes on to say, let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Wow, what a place to be in God, that we are so complete that we do not lack anything operating in our life. We have the fruit of the Spirit. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the faith of God, and we can live an overcoming life and win in every battle because we have the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We have the character. We have the moral fortitude to go through the plot, ploy, and plan of Satan and be victorious. It says patience. Now, that word patience is the force of consistency that causes us to remain the same. It does not surrender to circumstances nor to succumb to trial. It is going through a difficult time, going through problems without giving God a deadline when to get us out. Maturity knows how to wait on the Lord. It knows. Why? Because it knows the victory is coming. It's just a matter of time. I think about Abraham and Sarah. Wow. Look how impatient they got. But until patience connected to their faith, they were not able to conceive. They were not able to bring forth Isaac. I had a situation years ago in my family, and somebody did my family wrong. It was some people that just did some horrible things. And this was before I was born, actually. I was told the story about how one of my aunts, she went over to their house, and boy, did she ever give them the business. And my grandfather said to her, we let God fight our battles for us. Vengeance belongs to God. He'll repay. You don't do this. And she said, God was moving too slow and he needed my help. Well, sometimes, now she was a young teenager, but sometimes we had that mentality that God needs our help. But does he? The only thing we are accountable for is obedience to him. Obedience, not trying to play God, but to obey God. That's the only thing. And we wait on the Lord. Hebrews chapter 6, maybe you write this down or read it later. Verse number 12 says, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And look at the key. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. We can say glory to God, because he is our father of faith. We are the children of Abraham. And we can have the faith that he had. We can patiently endure. When God says something, it is settled. We don't have to get in the way. We can just sing this song that I used to sing at church with our praise and worship team. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory can be yours today. Patiently endure. We'll be back tomorrow.